race proclaims how Jesus lived and died, that man might thus be justified. It sets the lamp before our eyes. Sacrifice and calls the souls to come and find eternal rest. It brings the Savior's righteousness, our souls to robe in royal dress. From all our guilt brings release. Is the power of God to save from sin and Satan and the grave. It works the faith which firmly clings to all the treasures which it brings. It bears to all the tidings glad and bids their hearts no more be sad. The heavy laden souls it cheers and banishes their guilty fears. May we in faith its tidings learn, not thanklessly its burden. May we in faith its truth confess and praise the Lord our righteousness. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and Holy Spirit. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto thee all my sins and iniquities with which I have ever offended thee, and justly deserve thy temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them. And I pray thee of thy boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being. Upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the word, announce the grace of God unto all of you, and in his stead, and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Sing to the Lord a new song, Alleluia. For he has revealed his righteousness in the sight of the nations, Alleluia. His right hand and his holy arm have worked salvation for him. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Break forth into joyous song and sing praises. Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Sing to the Lord a new song, Alleluia. For he has revealed his righteousness in the sight of the nations, Alleluia. Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us. Glory be to God on high. Toward men, we praise thee, we bless thee, we worship thee. We glorify thee, we give thanks to thee for thy great glory. O Lord God, heavenly King, God the Father Almighty, O Lord, the only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, O Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, that takest away the sin of the world, have mercy upon us. Thou that takest away the sin of the world, receive our prayer. Thou that sittest at the right hand of God the Father, have mercy upon us. For thou only art holy, thou only art the Lord, thou only, O Christ, with the Holy Ghost, art most high, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. O God, you make the minds of your faithful to be of one will. Grant that we may love what you have commanded and desire what you promise. And among the many changes of this world, our hearts may be fixed where true joy is found. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God now and forever. Amen. The Old Testament lesson for Cantate Sunday, the fifth Sunday of Easter, is written in the 12th chapter of the prophet Isaiah, beginning at the first verse. You will say in that day, I will give thanks to you, O Lord, for though you were angry with me, your anger turned away, that you might comfort me. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and will not be afraid, for the Lord God is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. With joy you will draw water from the wells of salvation, and you will say in that day, Give thanks to the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the peoples. Proclaim that his name is exalted. Sing praises to the Lord, for he has done gloriously. Let this be made known in all the earth. Shout and sing for joy, O inhabitant of Zion, for great in your midst is the Holy One of Israel. This is the word of the Lord. Amen. The epistle lesson is written in the first chapter of St. James, beginning at the 16th verse. Do not be deceived, my beloved brethren. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow due to change. Of his own will, he brought us forth by the word of truth, that he should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. Know this, my beloved brothers, let every man be quick to hear, slow to speak and slow to anger. For the anger of a man does not produce the righteousness that God requires. Therefore, put away all filthiness and rampant wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save your souls. This is the word of the Lord. Amen.
Alleluia! The right hand the Lord exalts. The right hand the Lord does valiantly. Alleluia! We know that Christ is being raised from the dead and will never die again. Death no longer has dominion over him. Alleluia! Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Holy Gospel is written in the 16th chapter of St. John, beginning at the 5th verse.
Glory be to thee, O Lord.
Jesus said, Now I am going to him who sent me. Yet none of you asked me, Where are you going? But because I have said these things, sorrow has filled your hearts. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Comforter will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And when he comes, he will convince the world concerning sin and righteousness and judgment. Concerning sin, because they do not believe in me. Concerning righteousness, because I go to the Father, and you will see me no more. Concerning judgment, because the ruler of this world is judged. Jesus said, I have yet many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth, for he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak. And he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me. He will take what is mine and declare it to you. And all that the Father has is mine. Therefore, I said, he will take what is mine and declare it to you.
This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise be to thee, O Christ.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the quick and the dead. His kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeded from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. With exultation springing, and with united heart and voice, and holy rapture singing, the wonders God has, how his right hand the one right dearly it had cost him. Fast bound in Satan's chains I lay, death brooded darkly o'er me. Sin was my torment night and day, in sin my mother bore me. Yea, deep and deeper still I fell, life had become a living hell, so firmly sin possessed me. My own good works availed me not, no merit they attaining. Free will against God's judgment fought, dead to all good remaining. My fears increased till shed despair, left not but death to be my share. The pangs of hell I suffered, but God beheld my wretched state before the world's foundation. Great, he planned my soul's salvation. To me he spake, all fast to me, I am thy rock and castle, thy ransom I myself will be. For thee I strive and wrestle, for I am with thee, I am thine. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Truth is very beautiful, isn't it? Especially in a world that is run by lies, truth is beautiful. More so, I consider than justice, today's pursuit, which easily puts on a false face. In the nearly 77 decades I have lived through, the world has overflowed with bloodshed and explosions whose dust has never had time to settle before others have erupted, all in purportedly just causes. The quest for justice continues. The weapons and the hatred pile up. But the truth was an early casualty. The lies on behalf of which our wars have been fought and our peace treaties concluded. The lies of revolution and counter-revolution. The lies of advertising, of news, of salesmanship, of politics. The lies of the priest in his pulpit, the professor at his podium, the journalist at his typewriter. The lies that are like stuck like a fishbone in the throat of the microphone, and the handheld lies of the prowling cameraman. Ignacio Salone told me once how, when he was the member of the old Comintern, some new stratagem was under discussion, and a delegate, a newcomer who had never attended before, made an extraordinary observation that if such and such a statement were to be put out, it would not be true. And there was a stunned silence in the room. And then they began to laugh. And they laughed, and they laughed, and they laughed till the tears ran down their faces. They laughed. And that laughter can be heard in this world wherever two or three are gathered together to exercise authority. You can hear the laughter. No. It's not God who died, it's the truth that died. Perhaps some astronaut watching afar the final incineration of our earth may care to write it across the stratosphere. Everything was true except the facts. So wrote Malcolm Muggeridge in his book, The Chronicles of Wasted Time, copyright 1972. Could be true today, though, couldn't it? Sure it could. Because there's not a lot of truth anywhere, is there? And truth is more beautiful than justice. But Jesus isn't laughing in today's gospel lesson. No. No, Jesus isn't laughing in today's gospel lesson in John 16, verse 13, when he says, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. Because Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through him. Jesus is the one who comes to bear witness to the truth, even though Pontius Pilate says, what is truth? Jesus is the one who speaks the truth, always speaks the truth, a truth that more often than not, we're not ready to hear, are we? And he comes to bear witness to the truth. He comes to tell the disciples that he is going to send them a comforter. He's going to send them a parakletos, a paraclete, which is God the Holy Ghost, the third person of the Holy Trinity, very God of very God, who will come and he will bring the full truth. He will unpack for them the full truth of what Jesus has said in his ministry to them, right? That's according to probably Raymond Brown, who's one of the greatest experts on the Gospel of John in the 20th century, for sure, right? Now, this idea that the Holy Spirit is going to bring us the truth, or he's going to unpack the truth for us, is actually not a New Testament-only idea. It actually is rooted very firmly in the Old Testament and the prophets. We see this in Psalm 143:10, where we read how you, your good spirit, right, the Tov Ruach, he will guide me along the level path. Psalm 25:4-5 says, O Lord, teach me your paths, guide me in your truth. The prophet Isaiah declares in chapter 63, verse 14, how the Spirit came down from the Lord and guided them along the way, right? The same Spirit, this Ruach Hashem in Hebrew, is the same one who hovers over the face of the waters in the beginning of Genesis. He's the same Spirit who dries up the flood of Noah. He's the same Spirit in the Exodus that pushes away the waters of the Red Sea so that the sons of Israel can pass through on dry ground. It's the same Ruach, the same Spirit of God who blows in the quail so the people can eat meat in the evening. It's the same Spirit that enters that house on Pentecost, even though the doors are locked and there's fires above the heads of all the disciples and they speak in languages that they did not know. Absolutely. It's God the Holy Ghost, God the Holy Spirit, right? This paraclete, this comforter, will provide guidance on the way of all truth. And this involves more than merely a deeper intellectual understanding of what Jesus has said to them. It involves a way of life in conformity with Jesus' teachings, right? Because Jesus says, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. Thus, it's not so far removed from the Old Testament notion of guidance as it might seem, because the paraclete is given as a guide to man, writes Dr. Brown, and he's right. I agree. That's why Jesus says, talks about how it's along the way of all truth, right? And we see this reflected earlier in John's gospel in John 8:31-32, where Jesus said to the Jews who believed in him, if you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. You see, when we believe lies, we're not free. We're slaves to those lies. But God comes to set us free from those lies. This happened in the 8th chapter of Acts, right? It's a great example of this in the 8th chapter of Acts. Here, there is a wealthy man. He's probably like the foreign minister of Queen Candace of Ethiopia, right? So he's very wealthy. He's a eunuch. And he has a codex. He actually has a codex of the Hebrew Bible, right, in his chariot. He's reading this codex, which is by the way, fabulously expensive in the ancient world. I mean, it would be like $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 in today's money to own a codex of the Bible. I mean, we take it so for granted that we have so many Bibles everywhere. We have no idea what it cost this man to purchase this codex. And he's got a codex, and he's reading it. And he's in Isaiah chapter 53, and he does not understand who the suffering servant is. And the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, said unto Philip, go and overtake this chariot. And so Philip ran to him and heard him reading the prophet Isaiah. And he said, do you understand what you're reading? And this man from Ethiopia said, I don't understand. How can I understand unless someone teaches me? Right? And then Philip opened his mouth and began at this scripture and preached Jesus to him. And this Ethiopian man believed, because faith comes through hearing, and hearing comes through the word of God, and he believed. And then a little while later, he sees some water, and he demands that Philip take him into that water and baptize him right there. And then this is an evidence of how the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, that can only come after Jesus ascends into heaven, how God the Paraclete works. He works through the preaching and the teaching of his holy bride, the church, to create faith in the hearts of those who hear. Right? Because as I said, faith comes through hearing, and hearing comes through the word of God. Right? As St. Paul declares in Romans 10:17. And he uses the means of preachers like Philip to preach and teach. But it is not Philip who is the preacher and the teacher. It is God, the Holy Spirit, the Paraclete himself, who's the teacher and the preacher. Just like I was in Bible study a little while ago in Sunday school, and one of the people said, you know, quoted something I had said. I don't know when I had said it. I said, did I say that? wow, that's pretty good. I didn't know I said that. Because I don't think it was me who said it for you who are in the class. It was the Holy Spirit, I think. It's amazing. It's interesting, isn't it, that this Ethiopian man takes baptism and is converted through God's word, and then he takes that word where? He takes it back to Ethiopia, and that's why Ethiopia is one of the oldest Christian countries in the world to this day. And some of the most devout believers in the world are in Ethiopia to this day. Because faith comes through hearing, and hearing comes through the word of God. Because the counselor, the comforter, led that Ethiopian man into all truth. Yes, he will teach you the things that are to come as well. Now, sometimes this in John 16:13 is taken as sort of an indication that there's going to be like new revelations that have nothing to do with the previous scriptures. But that's not true, because scripture interprets scripture, and God will not, he does not, I the Lord do not change, as he says to the prophet, through the prophet Malachi, and therefore you, O man, are not destroyed. So that's not true. But what it really means is that the Holy Spirit, God the Holy Ghost, he will reinforce and explain what Jesus has already given to us from his Father. That's the reason when you read like 1 Thessalonians 5:19-20, do not quench the Spirit, do not despise prophecies. It's not talking about new prophecies, it's talking about the things that God has already given, right? Because what is prophecy? It is the preachment of the gospel. In 1 Corinthians 12:29, we read about those workers of miracles. What is the worker of miracle? The worker of miracles, when the gospel is preached and unbelievers say amen to that and become believers, right? That's the greatest miracle of holy baptism, where those who are dead become alive through God's promises connected to water. That's a miracle. In 1 Corinthians 14:21-33, Paul says, if anyone speaks in a tongue, let there be two or three, each in turn, and let them interpret. But if there is no interpreter, let him keep silent in the church, and let him speak to himself and God, right? Because if I were to preach a sermon right now in Italian or in German or Latin or Greek, how would you know what I was saying unless somebody was there to interpret the German, the Italian, the Latin, or the Greek? No, the stress in all these passages is that the paraclete will not speak of his own, but he will always point us to Jesus and the things that Jesus has done, and the things that Jesus has said. Yes, the Holy Spirit's goal is that you believe upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, for whoever confesses Christ, that he's been raised from the dead, right? It's through the Holy Spirit, right? That's why Jesus says in John 16:14, in our gospel lesson, he says, he, that is the comforter, will glorify me, right? He will worship me, because the word glory, doxē, in Greek means worship. He will push the worship of me, for he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore, I said, he will take what is mine and declare it to you, which is what happens between Philip and that Ethiopian man who was trying to understand this word of God that he'd spent so much treasure to obtain, right? And that's why that African man received holy baptism, which is where we too receive the comfort of knowing that we've been born again of water and the Spirit, right? So that now for me to live as Christ and die as gain, we receive this comfort in baptism, right? Because in baptism is where we're grafted into Christ. He becomes our vine and we become his branches. It's because of baptism we can say that I know Jesus Christ chose me, even though so many times, every day, I unchoose him. He chose me. And we can be thankful for that choice that God made, right? Right? That's what the Holy Spirit reveals to us, that Jesus is eternal, life-giving, death on our behalf, his resurrection on our behalf, his payment of our sins on our behalf is given to us through the preachment of the word and through the administration, the giving, the gifts of the sacraments, right? just like I said, in baptism, which the Ethiopian eunuch received in Acts 8, that man was joined to the Holy Spirit. By the Holy Spirit, he was joined to Christ. And we too are joined to his promises as well, when we too are born again of water and the Spirit, so that we too know that we can enter and have entered the kingdom of heaven, just as Jesus told Nicodemus, that unless you're born of water and the Spirit, you cannot see the kingdom of God. Well, we see it. And not only do we see it, but the Holy Spirit calls us to Christ's table and Christ's holy supper, to taste and see his goodness in the forgiveness of our sins as we come and hear Christ's word when he says to us, come and take and eat. This is my body given for you. In the same manner also Christ's word is declared to us, right, through Christ, Comforter, the Holy Spirit, which he sends to take and drink his true blood, Jesus' true blood given and shed for us for the forgiveness of our sins, so that we know in Holy Communion that we too have salvation because we have been nourished with Christ's true body, which he sacrificed for us upon the cross. And we are nourished with his true blood, which he shed for us for the forgiveness of our sins. And that's why we can know that we have the same promised gift that Jesus told the multitudes in John 6 when he said, whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day. These words of Christ are true. And they're very beautiful. In the name of Jesus, amen. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy and uphold me with thy free spirit. Amen. Lord be with you. Lord Jesus, receive these gifts, the preaching of the Holy Gospel and the ministration of sacraments. Lord, we pray. want to welcome everybody to the second service, and it's really great to see all of y'all here, and hope that you're being blessed by the Lord's word, and hopefully in moments his sacrament as well. Just note the blue news for this week. It's a normal after Easter schedule, not as usually heavily busy. We do have early bird Bible study on Friday, men's coffee on Tuesday, and the only thing that's really going on right now, there's a couple things. Next Saturday is Swaddling Clothes from 9 to 11, and there's a work day on Monday as well. I think that's from, what did you say, Anna, 11? 10 to noon? Or 10 to whenever? Okay, tomorrow here. Okay, Swaddling Clothes. And that's for some of y'all that don't know, that's one of the things we do monthly. We help families with young children or expecting mothers with things that they need, formula, diapers, and all kinds of clothes, all the way up to like age 5, right? Is that something like age 5? Yep, we do. And it's really in big things like, you know, pumpkin seats and pack and plays and all that kind of stuff, high chairs, stuff like that. So just FYI on that, if you want to help tomorrow getting that organized or help on Saturday, we can always use volunteers for that. You'll be blessed. And then we also are taking pictures as well for our new directory. And y'all, can they do that after service, Doug? Just before service, okay. So next Sunday, you got to be here during Bible class time, after early service, before late, okay. And just to clarify that, good. And then I have one prayer request today. It's Ruia and Pat Smith asked that we pray for Barbara Smith, who is going to be having back surgery very soon. Lord be with you. In peace, let us pray to the Lord for the peace that is from above and for the well-being of the churches of Christ and the godly unity of Christendom. Let us pray to the Lord for this holy house and for those who in faith, piety, and the fear of God offer here their worship and praise. Let us pray to the Lord for Matthew and Eric, our shepherds and bishops in Christ, for all pastors and teachers and all people. Let us pray to the Lord. For our nation, all our people, for our president and Congress, our governor and the legislature of Alabama, for our judges and magistrates and all who serve in public office, let us pray to the Lord. For the sick and the sorrowing, for those who mourn, for those who are in need and distress, for the homebound and the infirm, especially we pray this day for Alice and Woody and Cloyce, for Tom and Elizabeth, for Levi and Deborah, Melissa and Joyce, Mary and Mark, Eddie and Norma, for Kim and Suzette, for George and Bonnie, for George and Shirley, for Chris and Elmer, Sugar and Janice, for Taylor and Melissa, Gray and Bob, Meredith and Melissa and James and George, for Larry Dean and Earl, Suzette and Bob, for Mallory and Mark, Hank and Jay, Tracy and Michelle, Carl and Karen, for Jimmy and Tina and Ainsley and Kevin, for Ron and Jesse and Theo and Easton and Waylon and Ryan. And we pray also for the families of our parish who mourn, especially the Tatum and Rogers family, the Faust and Callie's family, the Todd family, and the Bolton, Grice, and Heil families. We also pray for those in service to our country's armed forces, especially Riley and Paul and Hayden and Paul and Will, and for all of our university students, including Minnie and Aiden, Jacob and Kelsey and Mia. We pray also for those to whom death is drawing near, and for us all, that when our last hour shall come, when we depart this life in the confidence of the sure faith, the consolation of a right, devout, and holy hope, and in the communion of Christ's holy church, let us pray to the Lord, recalling those who have gone before us in the faith, and rejoicing to share with them the Sabbath rest which Christ has won for his people, that together with them we may be found faithful in the day of judgment, and rejoice in the day of the resurrection of the dead. Let us pray to the Lord. We pray especially this day for Barbara. O Lord God, Heavenly Father, look down, behold, and visit, relieve thy servant Barbara, for whom we offer up our supplications. We pray that in her surgery and the outcome from that, you would give her comfort and also healing and sure confidence in thee, that you would defend her from the dangers of the enemy and keep her in perpetual safety and peace through the merits of Jesus Christ, thy Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with thee in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.